Sister White's voice. On my way from Grand Ledge, Michigan to King, Texas in October 1908, I spent 9 nights with my Uncle Charles in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and attended camp meeting every day. Mrs. E.G. White was the main speaker on Sabbath. I believe it was the last time the old and famous Michigan tent was used. It was said to seat 5,000 people. It was like a circus tent. I had heard my parents and others tell how miraculously Sister White's voice carried in general meetings, and decided to find out something for myself. Cautiously, so as not to attract attention, I went to one end of the rostrum, and then way around to the other end while Sister White was speaking. She was not raising her voice at all. She was speaking as though she was just talking to the people there with her on the rostrum. I went to various places in that great tent, and then way out in the field. Many people out of curiosity had gathered from the city of Grand Rapids. I listened to their comments. They were saying that when men preached, they could not understand a word they said, even when they shouted. Their voices did not carry that far. But when Mrs. White was speaking, they not only heard but understood all she said. They said it was a miracle, and I had to agree with them. You see, friends, man had not yet invented electric public address systems, but God had his own means of making his servant's voice heard and understood. And oh, many, many listening to that sermon that day gave their hearts to Jesus Christ.